Juicy Zable.
I put her out and didn't call her till the next week. Damn. Your baby mama say your the deadbeat.
What?
And I just spent $350 on a neck piece.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how I came in, so you know how I'm coming. Yeah. Retro number something's with the East.
We don't care about no opinions. Where that check at?
Sorry, everybody. I was trying to do post it. I was trying to post it to the gram.
Yeah, spit it out, Junior.
I was trying to post it to the gram while. Doing this
while the music's playing.
Yeah, I was
while the intro, and then I was gonna wait till it was halfway through, and then be like, "Yo, my fucking shit's not on, dude."
We was vibing out over here.
I was actually just kind of enjoying the music.
Yeah.
The Al Ghost team is here.
Yeah, I'm back.
We're deep tonight. Pause.
Yeah.
Super deep, not deep state, but
balls deep.
We have a very special guest who brought her emotional support animals with her. Mm-hmm. But before we introduce the Barnyard, we have on mic three tonight, Miss Sam Berry, who is an aesthetic nurse injector.
Yes.
And an all-around good person.
Give it up for Sam. Thank you, Barnyard Animals.
Yeah, thank you. So we have my sister Britt's here. We have the shark. Foxy. And Amanda. Amanda's been a day one. Apparently, mm-hmm. Her downloads are the most of the group.
We got them.
We
got them in here.
Big fan.
Is what I hear.
They in here tonight.
They're in here. They showed up. Yeah. They showed up and they're showing love.
Yeah. It's love.
Sam, so can you tell us or for our slow listeners what an aesthetic nurse injector is?
Yeah, I'm one of them slow ones. I'm like, what's that?
I'm intrigued.
I'm a nurse and I work for a plastic surgeon and I do fillers and Botox and laser.
Yeah.
And I assist in surgeries in the OR.
Oh.
Mm.
So.
That's
aesthetic.
A lot.
Slice them.
That's titles right there.
Slice and dice.
So you like to slice.
That's titles.
I'm into that. Okay.
Yeah.
So because we live in like a politically correct climate world, would a Botox baddie, is that a thing?
Mm.
And A, if it would it be inconsiderate to say that to someone?
I would never say that to one of my patients.
No, of course not. But I meant like if you're with like, let me paint the scene. You're drinking wine. You're with the gals, and then like.
So currently.
Yeah, we're on a podcast. So like, would that be?
The everyday.
Yeah. Would that be an offensive term?
I don't, a Botox baddie.
To who? The nurse or the person who's getting Botox?
I didn't go that far with the thought, but.
That's how I was thinking.
I don't think it's offensive because baddie means like hot.
You a baddie.
Would that be considered a backhand compliment?
Okay.
I wouldn't because I love Botox, but maybe somebody who doesn't.
Who does, right.
You love that shit.
I do. All
right. Fuck it.
Maybe someone doesn't. I don't know.
Does Botox make you feel as good as heroin? Because if I would try it, if it was, I've tried heroin and I loved it. And I mean, if Botox,
what are you doing?
That dog food.
Ukanuba. Not now. I'm saying in my past. You know what I mean? Like I didn't bang out before the fucking show.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has some trials and tribulations.
When I was young and living, it's not a secret. We're 33 episodes in. I've shared some shit now. You know what I mean?
They know.
At this point,
the real ones know.
Right.
So it is what it is.
So what do you think?
I would say Botox makes you feel good, but I don't know about that.
Right. Mm. Well, that's a fair answer because you've never done that. So it's like okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they say the same thing about adrenochrome.
But feeling good about
boom.
You hit it
right on the segue. Right into Geppetto land, dude.
We're there.
I mean, let's be honest. If anybody's a fan of the show, we've been hinting that you're coming on for a while, and context of what you were coming on to talk about, for the most part, is that.
Yeah.
We're here. We're here now, so we're going to do it.
So, I mean, jump in. I'll do this one. This is a question that Justin, was it Taylor? One of the two of you posed the question to the other one. What conspiracy was it? Something like,
oh, Taylor asked me that.
Do you want to believe the most, or what was it, Taylor?
Do I want?
I don't even know what you're referencing, to be honest.
What conspiracy theory would you most want proven, or most want to believe? Something like that.
I don't recall, to be honest.
Or what? I think he asked me like, what was the wildest?
I think it was like what set him off to, like, you know, this giant trail of
I can answer that.
Okay. What was for you?
The one that nobody wants to believe.
Yeah.
But is the wildest, and people want to be proven because they want it to just, like, be handled and be taken care of, I think, is Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Which would turn into the whole...
So maybe not so much, not necessarily just Pizzagate, but more on a just child trafficking in general.
Yes.
On a broader scope.
I think so many people are, like, waking up to it now, and they just want... Why isn't it in the mainstream media more? Like, why are we...
Because
coronavirus is huge, but there are literally... This is, like, a huge, huge
they run
problem
it.
Right now.
They are part of it, too.
We're talking about other things, and no one's even really mentioning this.
Right.
And it's huge.
Either it's fake, it's not real, it's all made up, or the people who are involved in the shit... They fucking
are involved,
or, and they got shit on lock. Like, yo,
I mean,
this
how much
not
of
coming
it
out.
How much
if,
of it?
If you do talk about it, we getting you out of here.
Correct. Like,
we
I mean,
reeling
how,
you right
how much
in.
Of it? How much of a conspiracy is that part of it anymore? To know that women and young women and children. I don't even want to call them women because that gives them a connotation that they're older and
underage.
Yeah, are being trafficked. The fucking Epstein's dead and ran the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time, but used kids.
Yeah. And then got
the government, the U.S. government, to actually kind of be a co-conspirator by signing off on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy. That's not a conspiracy. That fucking happened.
The mainstream media doesn't cover it because the mainstream media is owned by like three top elite people.
Six families.
One of them owns Disney, who, wow, shockingly enough, has a huge history
and everything.
Child sex abuse.
Yeah.
So.
We brought it up a while ago. You text me, we were texting today.
Pedogate number 3 came out.
Yeah, and
you know,
I said it, we brought Disney's up quite a few times.
Yeah.
In case anybody didn't hear it.
But Disney,
the VP of Disney is in jail for raping a 7-year-old, and they happened to forget to mention that on
it
the
didn't come out.
News.
Yeah.
Because they own fucking ABC.
Yeah.
They own all that shit.
And ABC, guy, CNN, Fox, they own it all.
Yeah.
And this guy who started the film festival that would become, is it Sundance?
Sundance. I think so.
Sundance?
That's a film festival.
No, I didn't know if I was looking. I thought you were in there Googling.
Oh, nah, yeah, that's a film festival.
No, I know Sundance, but I didn't know if it was actually that guy. But one of them is in.
Oh, one of them film festivals,
is in jail for doing not nice things to children.
And he probably only got like 7 years, you know?
Yeah, got off light.
I kind of was just disgusted at that point, and I stopped reading, to be honest with you.
Sundance co-founder.
Correct. Oh, there it is.
Second sexual assault against a child.
Second one, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Involved,
it's out there.
They involved in all
there.
That shit.
I told you before, there's 250,000 registered offenders in the state of New Jersey.
It's never going to come out, though.
There's a movement now, though.
It's never going to come out.
There's a movement now that people are saying, like, you love men, you love women, I love children. That's not...
Yeah.
That
yeah.
should never be a
They're
movement.
Trying to normalize it.
Because a child, it can't be normalized if a child
did you see
consent.
Did you see the Netflix
fluidity?
Shit? It was a Netflix poster, and it was like these little girls on there dressed in like, you know, crazy wild shit.
Coochie cutters?
Yeah. And they was like bending over like twerking
coochie,
and shit like
coochie cutters, but for like the little fucking pageant.
And they
chicks,
put they put it out there.
Little girls.
They put it out there, they dropped it. People was like, yo, nah, you gotta get this shit the fuck out of here. Netflix was like, yo, we sorry. Yo, we sorry, but yo, this it did high numbers over there in France. I think it won a film
and
festival.
And the intro theme music in the back is, come on, baby.
I think it
think kick it, some things, things. Look at them girl with the, and it's like yeah. fucking little kids.
Yeah.
Nah.
All
that,
little
yeah.
girls.
Yeah, you gotta pull that.
Yeah. But they like, yo, it won a, it won an award at the Sundance.
You don't say.
It won an award
it's
at the Sundance.
Number one at Con. Yeah. Or Kane or however the fuck you say it.
Yeah.
We got a couple downloads out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, shameless self-promotion. Sorry, I wanted to sneak that in there.
Lock in.
That's the 13th step in the program. Shameless self-promotion. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's fucking crazy. And then what's Pedo 3? Has the fucking symbols and all too, right?
Well, I feel like they've been saying that from the beginning. That was like the first thing, like, oh, the symbols will...
Yeah, the little squirrely line that was all over the Pizzagate and fucking shit. If you look, it's in the...
like a triangle shit, right?
The triangle with the circles in yeah. the movie. It's a Disney movie, son of a bitch. The Flight of the Navigator, there's the, when the fucking... The alien spacecraft. It has the steps of the alien spacecraft have the triangle and the fucking circle in it.
Hmm.
Quinky dink?
Shit,
wow.
Shit, wow, man.
I believe they call... Is that a bad continuity director, Taylor?
I'm not sure. I'd have to see it.
Yeah.
But what are we going to do? We can't do nothing about it.
I mean, that's what we said when Maxwell got bagged. I was like... And what do you think they're just going to come out and say, yeah, you know what? Here's the fucking... You know what, guys?
Yo, it wasn't. Right.
It wasn't the pee tape. It was fucking actually the president or the fucking a couple of presidents' fucking kids. Here it is.
Yeah.
Let's just serve it up to you. This isn't Reddit. It's fucking YouTube. Here's your president, or here's who. You know what I mean? Or here's elected officials, or the fucking prince. Fucking kids. No. I mean, what do you do? People's fucking heads are going to explode,
Prince,
right?
Prince Charles.
I know. I think about that all the time, which is probably why I don't sleep at night. But. I feel
Which
like
part?
It really
the people's heads exploding or the
no,
other part?
No, like I feel like this really is happening and it really does need to come to light. But like, how could they ever be like, just so everybody knows, there are babies and children being
breaking
tortured
news
and yeah. killed and raped.
This just in.
Nah, I seen
your worst
out.
Nightmares are coming true. Like, welcome to 2020.
That's it might fit in with 2020 though, because you know we went
that's
from
true.
Like.
No, nah, they was
all
out
the
there.
Steps.
They was out. They out in England.
People are prepared for the worst, but I don't think anybody could be prepared for that.
Nah, they in England right now protesting at the castle.
Oh, oh, they are out front. Yeah,
yeah. They like, yo, y'all some pedophiles. Get the fuck out of here. Like, yo, we need y'all.
And they want.
You don't see it on the news though.
Yep.
They want fucking Prince. They want Andy's head.
Mm-hmm.
They want it on a fucking pike.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm half-assed paying attention. I'm still trying to post to Instagram.
So, like, what do you guys feel about Pizzagate?
I'm leaning towards it's true, but I don't think it'll ever come out. It's never going to come out.
I've seen Podesta's artwork, so I mean, you want to start
his brother's emails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't.
They like to talk about cheese pizza a lot.
Yeah, and Obama really ordered 60,000 worth of fucking hot dogs.
Talking about cheese pizza.
Right.
In life.
Fucking
so.
Barry, yeah. He ordered 60 racks full of hot dogs, man. Who eats that many hot dogs?
Where are they getting them from?
Huh?
Are
not,
we talking
not
like
fucking,
Nathan's?
Not no Chabrettes and shit. Like, fuck out
oh,
of
my God. They're the worst, dude. I had one of them one time. Yo. I was on the fucking campus. I was on Duke's campus walking around fucking chilling. Took off work, you know what I mean? Dicking around. And I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking hungry. And there's like a Chabrette cart. And I was like, let me try this shit.
Let me
I
get a
threw
Chabrette.
That. I fucking did one. Toss that
you
shit, dude.
You should have threw that shit to
right
Obama.
Back at the,
oh. He would have caught
he
that shit.
He wasn't even there yet.
He
would have
caught
around.
It like this.
He wasn't even around yet.
Like, hold on, let me get that. What was the hot dogs? The boys, right? Little boys?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, you can,
right? Yeah, so,
you can Google it, but they all have a lot of meaning.
What,
like,
what about
cheese pizza?
Cheese pizza is a girl, right?
I believe there was peanut sauce was for a, right?
A what?
Yeah.
Handkerchiefs was for something.
Yeah, they had the whole fucking thing. Taylor, yeah. Pull that up. Can you pull the pedo
like,
code words?
It.
Or we don't want to do that on the network, John. They'll be like, fucking flag us.
Yeah, I'd rather not research that.
All right, let me post
and
this.
We're
let
all
me
dead.
Post this. In. Let me post this. I think it's a little late for that, right? Wait, but this one, hopefully this one gets to John. My bad. And it posted.
It took you 15 minutes to post something to Instagram.
That's what you was doing the whole time? Posting some shit?
Yeah.
Damn.
slow listeners, slow hosts.
All right,
dude.
what about this conspiracy theory? Fucking Barack Obama and Michelle Obama's kids are adopted.
And I've also heard that.
And she's a man.
I think we all heard that one, right?
Yeah, they was calling her Big Mike on Twitter. Yeah.
I've seen the pictures. It's pretty convincing, but I do think it's pretty far-fetched.
That shit could be Photoshopped.
Yeah. What's the purpose of that?
I don't know.
Like, what is
people
that?
Are, like, really, like, you're, and that, like, almost annoys me because you're taking away from, like,
the real
the
shit.
Stuff that really actually is real and matters. Yeah. You're going so far out.
For clouding it.
Who constantly talk about, like, JFK Jr., he's alive, and he is, like, running the universe.
That's not the deep state, that's the Q state.
But we should talk about what's really happening.
And if he didn't die, then Hillary wouldn't have taken his Senate seat, and it's like,
maybe that's true, but let's just focus on
But I also don't think the guy was going, I don't think the guy was actually running. That was just rumor. He had just started George Magazine, like, within...
He might be on the Clinton's body list, but I don't know.
Maybe. Who killed his dad?
Clinton got bodies. I don't know. I was watching, what's that show called? With the fucking, the Umbrella Academy. They was on that shit.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, it's a Netflix show.
I don't know what that is.
Is that the New Mutant, John?
I don't know. They like superheroes and shit.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
That shit all right.
I'll refer to the name that the government gives them. They're mutants.
Lizard people.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about them? Shape-shifting lizard people.
Have you ever watched Fall of Cabal, parts 1 through 10? Because part
10
is a little...
Yo, I did. I watched that shit.
I know one of us did.
Part 10 is, like, a little weird. They talk about the lizard people, and some people are really...
You're all the way going... When you get to the lizard, once I got to that part,
I turned it off. I'm like, nah.
That's, like, the same as Scientology. When you get to the part where they unlock a box and it's Xenu, you're like, fuck. Dude, fucking aliens and lizard people. I'm like, oh, how much of this I believe? But then I fucking find myself watching Ancient Aliens on fucking Fridays. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, maybe some parts I do believe. I don't fucking lizard
when you
people.
When you get to part 10 of Fall of Cabal, you like surrender a piece of yourself. It's gone.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
I won't sleep anymore. I'll just think a lot.
Nah, once they got to the lizard people, I started laughing because I remember you said the shit. I'm like, oh shit. Well, when Justin, this is some real shit.
When Justin first started like digging into this for the show and shit, he was like, yo. What the fuck, man? And I was like, yeah, dude, that's what I've fucking been telling you. And he's like, yo, this shit's crazy. And then he's coming in heavier. And I was like, just give it a week, dude. I was like, wait till you get to the lizard people. And he's like, ah, get the fuck out of here. There's a fucking bug in here, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then lizard people. The next week, you're like, yo, I saw that shit. You're like, I don't know if I'm all the way buying it. And they're fucking nuts.
Yo, come on, man. Like, for real, like, it's people out here that's fucking lizards, dog. Like,
yeah, so they basically believe that, like, the lizard people believe that they're shape-shifting people, that they're aliens that can take other forms, like shit you see on cartoons.
That's some bullshit, though. Hell no. Hell no. That's some bullshit.
Shape-shifting aliens.
I'm not rocking with that, yo.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could rock with the pedophile shit. But you turn into a fucking lizard, like,
right.
Do they take their skin off? Like, do they got a suit?
Right.
Like, it's like a full-length, you know, hoodie and shit. Like, you just unzip the shit and lizard.
Mask off, and then it's just boom. Reptilian lizard. Right in your face.
Yeah, they lay down, like, their bedroom is how do full you even of fucking get trees and grass and
valid
shit.
Valid point. How do you even get a fucking human skin on a lizard? And then get it to look like, you know what I mean? Because they got long, their faces are long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
You know what
they
I mean?
They got the long jaws.
Like,
yeah.
Just think about a gecko. You know what I mean? That's fucking, their heads maybe aren't long, but they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they could be cute lizards and shit. Like, who says they're ugly?
That's a good point.
Who says they ugly lizards? Because when you think a lizard, you think of some scary shit. But what is a little cute jaw, like a baby lizard?
What do you you're not in on that?
Baby lizard, like, adult lizard.
Too much for me to comprehend. I'm so focused on the other things that I.
Oh, yeah. So you don't really believe it.
I won't even let my my mind is like too. It's too much. Yeah. I can't even open that door. I can't. There's no more room. Mm-mm. I will like spontaneously
don't open
combust.
It.
I open that door.
Put the padlock on that bitch.
Okay. So this is what I said to Justin when he was going hard a couple weeks ago. Pause. I said, yo, do you unplug? Like, do you unplug from the Matrix, or do you just, like...
So I think I do, but maybe judging not. By my sleep habits, which I talk about
probably
often
not.
To my friends, yeah. I don't.
Right.
My boyfriend is super into conspiracy theories, so even when I feel like I'm not thinking about it, he'd be like, yo.
He got you in. He got you in, didn't he?
I took the pill. You got to look at this.
No, like, I believe the way it was explained, like, it was the other way around.
Whenever I'm down,
yeah.
he's
yeah.
up, and when I'm up, he's down, and we just, yeah. like... It's not good.
See, I ain't even want my girl to get into it. I tried to get her into it, but she like, nah, just watch Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Stay like,
I was not into it until
don't watch this.
Recently.
Look at that bitch throwing a drink.
Sometimes I look at him, I'm like, you did this to me. You did not.
Oh, was it him that put you on or the other way
I
around?
I always like knew about it, but he... got really into it before I did, and then it's just like unavoidable when you watch the stuff. You
right.
just you like I mean I've subjected you I've now you know third partied
yeah, so,
your sister.
So my sister Britt texted me today like, hey dude. That's how I imagine.
Really
that's how
down.
I imagine her voice.
She was sad. She was sad.
I'm down. I'm down right now. And I was like, yeah, I'm down tonight. What's going on? Like, what? I don't understand. She's like, just with. Everything that's going on in the world right now just makes me sad. And I was like, oh, Sam sent you Pedo Gate 3.
He knew without even knowing.
He said,
shit. Yes.
Yeah.
Got her in.
Yeah.
Watch this. I got my mom in.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Right.
I'm trying to get my mom in, and she's just like, she's so combative about it, which I get. I'll put something on, she'll be like, no. The babies. I'm like, I know.
Nah, because my
she
mom
can't
is
watch
like,
it. She like yeah. swats it off the TV.
Because
she
it's
won't,
so unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
Because it's so unbelievably that you're like, oh yeah. my god, what? Like the South Park mom.
When I first heard about the shit, I was so in shock. Like, yo, I gotta tell people, and yeah. My mom was one of them. I told her, she was like, no, that's not true. I'm like, watch this video. I sent her just a clip. She'd be like, what? Wait, what?
Send the next clip.
Send her another one, yeah.
Send the next clip.
Here's some proof. So now she looking like, oh,
here's
shit.
Here's the receipts for the hot dogs, Mom. And those aren't sabre. Is that French, I wonder?
Sabrettes. Nah, you guys call them sabrettes. If they trash.
Like barbour.
My dad's actually really into it, which is surprising, because anyone who knows my dad is, like, pretty... conservative, but
yeah.
He's really into, like, my dad was the first person that was like, by the way, I think, you know, we're gonna have an EMP attack from China. I was like, why are you putting this on me now? Why are we talking about this? Like, you know,
wait, say it again. At what?
An EMP attack.
Oh, you don't know what that is? You don't know.
I see. I'm
Come
opening
on.
Another door for you, and I don't want to do
Come
it.
Come on.
Is that an electromagnetic something like that?
Something
like
that. Shut down.
All
it just zaps all the electric.
Yeah.
But is it real, though?
I don't know. I mean, why not? They did that shit. They did something similar in Cuba, but not.
For real?
It didn't take down electronics. It
oh, that's
took
why
down
they got all them old
all
cars?
All the people were. Yeah.
That's what, it just yeah. Turned, they did that, and it turned all their
that's
cars
why every
old.
Car in Cuba is a 59 Oldsmobile. Convertible. With the wood panel on the side.
They down there with the classics.
So, wait. So, your dad approached you with this?
Yeah, so my dad knows I'm, like, into all of this, but we don't really... He, like, always says, you know, we need to have, like... Well, it always just comes up at a family dinner. It's just not appropriate.
Right.
And he'll be like, oh, you know, we should have a political discussion later.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Dad, that's fine. And then one day, knowing how I feel about everything, he was like, oh, and by the way, don't you think China's gonna blow us up, basically? I was like, oh, let's add that.
Yeah. I had a discussion at work yesterday, well, most days at lunch, but I said that if, I don't necessarily think that World War III would be like Call of Duty or like World War II or something like that.
No,
I
it'd
think
be like technological
yes.
warfare.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is so scary.
Like maybe meme creators and fucking shit like that, like we already do. Or cyber war, like attack, you know, maybe need to reconsider digital currency. Considering we get hacked all the time.
They try.
Oh, they're pushing it hard
right now.
Yeah, I get it.
The coin shortage.
How about McDonald's? How do you feel about them rounding up or down?
Spicy nuggets.
Because there's quote unquote a change shortage.
What you talking about, spicy nuggets?
No, if you go and you pay spicy nuggets, what, get them back?
Nah, they come in to McDonald's.
That's I'll try them out.
All right. Now, well, what you talking what about, huh?
If you go and pay with cash, they are, if it's below 50 cents, they're rounding down, and if it's above 50 cents, so if your total is $21.51, yeah, it is now $22.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because they don't have change.
Yeah, they don't got it.
We don't have
change.
Yeah, I don't even got it, bro.
We got a giant tax break just in case of something like this, but we don't have change.
Yeah.
We're actually doing that at my job as well, which is so weird. I think a lot of places are doing that. It's supposed to be like less money touching or something, but
no. Oh, that's the premise?
That's some bullshit.
I mean, I don't know if that's McDonald's premise, but that's our premise.
Right.
But it doesn't, I don't see the difference because if you pay me in $100 bills that are like
you're still
dirty as hell, I'm right. Still touching your money.
They talk about the coins.
But what's the difference between touching a coin?
Oh yeah,
and
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Zero.
It's not. There's no difference.
Nah, it's bullshit.
Round if anything, I feel like
round
more
down, it's zero.
Yeah. That's why you got.
It's
that's why
up.
You got to invest in Bitcoin.
Mm.
Get into it.
If you have, yeah.
Get into it. It's they bought the flood shit, man. For
they've
real.
Been saying that since like 2014, and I know because I believed it.
You gotta wait for it. Wait for it. It went up.
Didn't they have a bubble that burst? It was like astronomical last year, wasn't it?
That was a couple years ago.
Then everybody sold that shit, and it went back down.
Man, days or weeks.
But it ain't going nowhere, though.
Nah, probably not.
It ain't going nowhere.
I remember ordering illicit drugs off of the dark web, paying in Bitcoin many moons ago.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You just put it all out there.
Fire. Fire.
Yeah?
Fantastic, yeah.
Might as well tell everybody what you got at this point.
Yeah, what
no,
was
we're
it?
Not getting into that.
Dog food?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on the right track, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
He was getting that off.
Oh, we were putting work on somebody else's block.
Mm.
Bad. Mm. Fire. Anyway, that's a...
Shout out to the dark web.
So what do I think the dark web is used for now?
Right.
Same shit.
You can order kids on there.
Buying
you can get whatever
children.
The fuck you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can buy a
There's
child.
Nothing that you can't do except for be the guy that created Silk Road and try and pay to have somebody killed.
You get it on. You get on Wayfair too.
What the fuck was that guy's name? The guy that created what was it called? Where you could buy Silk Road.
Silk Road.
The guy that created Silk Road, yeah, where you could buy drugs and shit like that, and then he tried to
Russ.
Gilbert.
Russ.
Yeah, that's it.
A Russ would try to pay somebody to kill somebody.
Anybody named Russ?
Yeah, I can't see a Russ killing somebody.
Or a Rusty.
Rusty.
Did you see did you see the IG meme? Fucking guy was running for office named Rusty Boners. No bullshit.
No, I missed that one somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, Rusty Boners. That's the only way I seen it. You sent that shit to me.
Yeah.
I ain't see it nowhere else.
Right.
Where was they at? Like Mississippi?
Probably. I mean, where else would a guy named Rusty Boners be? Here you go.
Yeah.
Rusty Boners!
If that's your name, you have to change it before you run for office.
And yeah.
There's just no other way around it.
Yeah.
The dude's like, he's got my vote.
So you got motherfuckers like that out there.
That's it.
That'll vote for you.
That's all, just name.
They're probably the same ones that voted for Harambe.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they sounded like that.
I heard on the last episode, correct me if I'm wrong, that you're going to vote for Kanye.
Yeah, hell yeah. Why wouldn't I?
He's got the 2% popularity vote.
Always only vote for black men.
But not Kamala because she's
not black.
Yeah.
She Indian.
She's Indian.
And when she bring her family up, it's all Indian. So like, she Indian.
Yeah.
Keep her over there. She just, you know, try to play black.
My problem with her is that she has openly and publicly stated on multiple occasions that she believes Joe Biden's accusers and that she sides with them. And has respect for them. And now, she's his running mate. So
she hides evidence.
She got an envelope.
And she hides evidence to keep people in jail.
They all got an envelope.
Well, hers was bigger.
No. And she let off some pedophiles because she got paid from the church.
Yep.
So yeah.
Well, I mean, that kind of stuff happens when you're the attorney general for one of the largest states in the...
She the top cop.
In this here republic.
She refunding the police.
Oh, yeah.
That she was get good. In.
Yeah.
Refund them.
Hashtag refund the Let's police.
Get more out there.
The dream police.
Yeah.
Shoot. Because you're selling fucking dreams. Fucking nightmares, right?
Shoot you niggas. Shit, ouch.
We're just living in, like, such a scary world. There's just so much... awful and scary and terrible things happening. It's like a national pandemic. There's a race war. There's like a political.
Ain't no race war. It's white. People... It's white people killing white people out there. I just saw a white dude shoot a white.
Two, I mean, you're
shoot
not
two
wrong.
White dudes last night, dog. Like, I seen white people. I seen a white person. Said yelling Black Lives Matter to another white person. It was so funny.
Well, I would love to have known what the context of the of that convo was. Where,
yeah, then it was a bunch of people, you know, protesting and shit. And there was these people outside eating, just enjoying their meal, and they was just yelling at them. Like, yo, chill.
Shark, wait, Shark had one best protest. Single person protest, fantastic, right before he fucking scooped me up. What did the guy sign say? Your Congress is on vacation. And what? He was standing there, no enthusiasm, right?
Yep. He just, he got the message out. It worked.
Isn't that exactly what I said?
It worked.
But that's how a lot of these, movements like the Save the Children Now, this podcast, it's grassroots. Starts with one, and the one believes it,
mm-hmm.
just like in a conspiracy.
You got to keep it going.
Keep it going, because you believe. Just like I would probably say the same about religion or faith. Yeah. One believes, and then you fool someone else into believing it, too. No, I'm just kidding. That was only the religion part. right?
Shit.
I mean, that's what I would think. Just like how... Think about how strong you have to sell something, or not sell, or just in order to get someone else to believe. And take like Jamestown or Jonestown. Jonestown, when fucking Jim Jones, the white Jim Jones, not one-eyed capo status, got 900 people to move with him to Guyana, and then that's where the drink the Kool-Aid,
mm-hmm.
and fucking convince 900 people that you're the fucking chosen one, Yahweh. And drink Kool-Aid, and you're gonna die.
Hmm.
Fuck that, dude. I'm out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stupid people in the world.
It is.
You ain't never told no lie.
It is.
That's crazy, dude.
It is crazy, but
that's
it's
insane.
Also just like mind control. Did he give them LSD? Because I don't know, maybe.
Nah,
on
that
LSD,
was the,
I'd
have been there.
Too.
I'd have been there.
He was sugar dicking them.
Yeah.
He was giving them that sweet D. That's what the fuck he was giving them. I bet you he was fucking a lot of them because that's what they be doing.
Yeah, a lot of cult leaders.
Okay,
do.
But what about the men?
Fucking them too.
Oh.
What?
Wait. I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I'm fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Take it.
How do you?
There's drugs involved.
How do you feel about?
It's funner.
How do you feel about the Wayfair shit? So for anybody that doesn't know, I think we touched on it a couple weeks ago or a while ago, whatever.
It's so... How do you explain it
that
other than that?
Hold that mic in a little more.
Is it... You think it's real? It's for real?
Part of me, like, wants to believe it's far-fetched, but also... Yeah. And, like, I haven't done enough personal research about it to say, like, I have these factual... information about it, and I know that there's...
So, for anybody that doesn't know, what I mean by the Wayfair thing was Wayfair is a furniture company that you can order, like, IKEA-type furniture online, and then it comes to your house, and it's fucked up. Personal experience. Well, apparently there was... some people were pulling up some stuff where if you were buying some of their furniture, some of the prices that were listed were like astronomically high, like in the couple thousands, like tens of thousands.
Yeah, like
you were buying like
15,000
shelf,
a shoe shelf.
Yeah,
that was like $8,000 that just so happened to be named after a child who was missing.
Right.
Yeah.
But why? I mean, maybe it is true, and if it is, that's fucking horrible. But why, if that is true, why are they doing it on like such a public site where
well,
people
here's
are
the
like,
deal.
Why is this?
Here's
they
the deal.
Here's the deal.
Why is this shelf?
They weren't. It wasn't necessarily plain sight. What you had to do was take the serial number, I believe, copy paste, and then take that and then put it into a Russian.
Oh yeah,
a Russian search engine or whatever, and then it pops up. Yeah. And then what? I believe I entertained it. I entertained that idea that maybe that could happen right up until they were like Russian search engine, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm out on this. I'm out. But then
a whole lot of big leaps there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had briefly brought it up on the show, and then a couple weeks ago, and then when we left, we were like, you know, like when it was just me, Taylor, and Justin, I was like, so what do you guys think about the fucking Wayfair shit, right? And Taylor's like, meh, I don't know. I think it's a glitch in the software. And then we had said some other things, and I'll say what I said. I was like, you know what, dude? For me to make that believable, I would want to have to see the fucking kid in the fucking cabinet when they get to your house.
Yeah.
And Justin was like, what, like Jack in the Box? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'm here to see Joe Biden. Like, could you fucking imagine that? That would really make, I think that.
I forgot
would,
I said that.
That would make, I think, people's heads explode more than, like, if they named names at
Katie in the
Ghislaine
box.
Maxwell's trial or something.
I just think that that one is just
too much.
A little too much.
Yeah.
Bonded
there's like more concrete things that I just wish we would
focus on
or even just mention in the mainstream media.
Yeah.
So that like people it's who are how do you feel would wake up to.
Like how do you feel about the newest Greek citizen, Tom Hanks?
Yeah, Greece oh welcomed God. Him with open arms. A warm embrace.
Because he's been, his
everyone
been,
should watch Pedogate number two.
We need to go get Chet. We need to go get Chet. Shabba Hanks.
Yeah. How do you feel about
have
Chet
you guys
Hanks?
Seen out of, have you guys seen Out of Shadows? Because if you haven't, then.
Nope.
Okay.
So yeah.
You watch Fall of Cabal. That's like your next step.
Yeah.
In the world of.
Yeah, I don't want. I'm
in
good.
In the pantheon of
falling
Pedogate.
So deep down the rabbit hole that you can't recover from it.
I'm good. I've seen enough.
Right.
I've seen enough. I don't need to watch no more of that shit.
Right.
Like, I know what it is.
That one is more, like, Hollywood-focused. More, yeah. It's, like, actors and stuntmen who worked in Hollywood and said, this is what I saw, this is what's happening.
Right.
And then there's this amazing woman, Liz Krogan, who, if you're not following her on Instagram, everyone should, because she used to work for a high-up news agency and followed, like, a lot of government people and saw a lot of things and...
And she recounts some of her stuff.
She recounts it, and she's amazing. She gives, like, concrete, factual information. She's not, like, sitting there saying, I think.
Right.
Like, she's just saying, this literally happened. She's giving you facts. She's giving you information.
And it's presentable.
And I like that. It's presentable. It's not, she's not giving you her opinion and saying all these, like, plausible ideas. She's just saying, here's this information. What, you do what you wish with it. And I like that.
Make of it what you will.
It's not coming out, though.
Yeah, right?
It's never going to come out.
I mean, it's out.
It's out.
It just needs to be mainstream out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mainstream. It's not going to be out.
Well, until Disney sells their share in ABC, CNN, Fox News.
They ain't doing that.
That's not happening.
Nah. That's why they brought it. So they could keep more, so they could really have it in control. Like, yo, nah, this ain't coming out.
Disney?
This ain't coming out.
Way too big.
The head of the company, what's his name, Iger? Bob Iger. Yeah, he controlling that shit. He like, yo, this not coming out.
Have you guys seen the clip of the news anchor? She's a very famous news anchor. I'm not going to like name any names, but she's a very famous news anchor, and she's sitting there and she's saying, we had Jeffrey Epstein. Like, we had it. We had.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the Epstein doc.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From ABC.
Okay.
You don't have to. I will. Yeah.
She says that, and like she's so mad because she's had this story for years, and it's just
don't
now,
say nothing.
And it's barely being brought to light, barely.
All right, I got so let me ask you a question. So, how do you feel about, you know, in like in some of the in the Q world, they think that you know Trumpito is like he was sent just to expose all the pedos.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Even though he's implicated 13 times in the Epstein,
he a part of the team too. He just sent then he sent them to act like he the enemy, but he not really the enemy. He a part of the game. He's not going to expose that. He not exposed.
I just want to plead the fifth on this one because I don't know what I believe. I just think there's so much going on. Who really fucking knows the truth?
Right.
There's just a lot of hard facts and the small details like that. Like, who really knows other than maybe him?
If the
people that are his closest personnel. We don't really know. I can say, like, you can be like, Trump 2020, or I'm never voting for Biden, or Biden. Like, it doesn't matter. You still don't really fucking know that person.
I'm voting
all.
For us. We're writing us in.
I'm voting Kanye.
He's Kanye 2020.
I know.
So
he's going to double cross me.
I'll vote
for yourself.
I'm 31.
I would get behind that candidate before I would get by Kanye.
Look, I'm 31. I've only been able to vote.
You can't even vote. You can't
three
even run.
Times.
You can't even run.
Nah, I can't run. 4 years I'm running, but three times I voted. I voted for Obama
tonight
twice.
It's actually my surprise announcement that I'm actually running for president.
Oh. So we're.
You can pencil me in.
All right. I can't vote for you because a deal's
you made a
deal.
A deal's a deal. I know.
I can't break that. So if you transition, maybe I should. We might have to work something up.
Should I ask you on live? Should I get down on my knee and be like, "Would you be my running mate? Would you be my running mate?
Don't ever get on your knees in front of me, dog.
No. We're going to do this on live TV. I just think that sometimes, like, and I think I've said this before on the show, it's like it's just so unbelievably true for a lot of people. It's like, let's take the Catholic Church, right? Huh. Even though the Catholic Church has paid billions and billions and billions and billions, grandmas still go to Mass. And then when you try and say, well, that's not all of them. It was just a few bad apples.
Yeah.
It was just a few bad spoiled every diocese in the goddamn world.
Defund the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Fucking rise up. I mean,
did you see the video of the Pope and he has the symbols like all over his garb?
Yeah.
But I don't. Like, I don't want to believe that.
I believe they're called vestments.
I'm a God-fearing person. I don't want to believe that. But it's just, like, how many aspects of our lives are corrupt?
Ooh. How many aspects of our life is corrupt? Now I'm doing the Rolodex.
Seriously.
I'm coming up at, like, 37.
You just got to learn the game, man. Learn the game and play it to the best of your abilities.
Because
the game not going to change.
You want to believe that, like, religion and government are good.
Yeah.
I want to believe that.
Right.
But in the reality of it, there's so much money in it, and there's so much power
tax
in
free.
It. It's
tax-free.
There's, like, a 99% chance
guy.
It's not.
Tax-free, tax-free, and they doing the taxing.
Yeah.
Tax-free, and they doing the taxing. Yeah.
And they guilt you into giving money.
Right. Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm sure it started out good. I'm sure all of the intentions started out great.
Yeah, when the
power and money takes over and there is nothing good left anymore.
Yeah.
There is.
Now that you said that, I don't think it started out good either. Because
I would like to think in my mind, my own sanity, that something started out good.
I think all the religions is kind of fake. Like stories.
A lot of them are recycled.
I mean, I could literally make up a religion right now and say that this is where it came from. But I think Christianity and all of that started
a cult
so long ago.
No, they did. The Freemasons started that shit.
I started a cult. We got people all over wearing a fucking t-shirt.
I don't
want to
believe that.
The Freemasons started that shit.
You're wearing a t-shirt right now? It's not really a cult. It's a following. It's a grassroots movement. I believe we dubbed it.
I truly believe, like, I'm a huge history nerd.
Yeah.
I love history.
Right.
I truly believe that things started out so good and, like, it's just power and money. World wars, like, things just took a really horrible turn. And maybe pedophilia really is, like, been a thing for years and it just became this disgusting movement.
It
has to be. It didn't just pop up in 2020 like the fucking coronavirus. Like, it's been around. It's been a thing. It's just
you used to get married as soon as you were. Excuse my language. As soon as they were bleeding, you were getting married.
Your pops would trade you
a dowry.
Trade you like, yo, you gonna marry him?
Yeah,
because they family got money. and we need
and
you to...
And maybe he was homosexual, and maybe he was into children.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe we need there's you a to, lot of things that yeah. just wasn't talked about.
We right. need you to fuck
and
Danny's
now
boy.
We're talking about it.
Danny's boy down the street. We need you to fuck him. What, Dad? Dad, I don't even know Danny. I'm just playing with my. I just want to play with my dolls.
That's terrible.
Nah, you gonna fuck little Danny Jr.
If we're getting a check.
Yeah, we need that family.
Cause we need those vegetables.
This is what it's about. This is what life about. And they would just go with this
and
shit.
They would do it.
Yeah, this is what God wanted.
Yeah, and then you throw God in, and that makes it. That fucks it up even more.
Guilt him into it.
Man,
that's good. That's that original white guilt.
Probably. throwing Moses on us. That's
oh
cool.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even claiming him. No way. I think it's fucking nuts, man. So yeah, but do you think that it also becomes corrupted because at times, even like in today's climate, we hold people to the same moral compass or lack thereof that we do? Or that we hold? Because sometimes we're expecting things out of people that people aren't really even capable of doing. Some people.
Well, like not fucking kids?
I just think that some people care.
Like not fucking,
let's talk about like George Soros. Mm. He's probably a great literal family man. He probably really cares about his wife and his children.
Uh-huh. He's an evil
dude.
But
when it comes to money... And people he doesn't fucking know.
Right.
And never has to fucking see.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Nope.
So if he has to create universal mayhem
for himself, he fund Antifa.
Billionaire.
And Black Lives Matter.
He doesn't care.
He crazy.
He is crazy.
He a nut.
There's and a what's lot he, of what, crazy people
any from,
in this
where
world.
You from?
What?
Greece or some
Hungary.
Shit? Where you from?
I believe Hungary.
Hungary.
Yeah. Like he not even from here.
Yeah.
And he just wrecking shit.
I mean,
he came
even
here
like,
in the troubled times.
Okay, as Americans, hired so many Nazis to come work for us.
Yeah. Volkswagen.
I mean,
yeah.
I think any American that you would ask on the street,
then the dude
do you
that
agree
started NASA?
With Nazism, they
All
would say no.
Wait, what happened about Nazis?
We hired Nazis.
Oh, yeah, German scientists.
We hired German scientists with quotation marks.
Correct.
AKA Nazis.
Yes.
If you ask any American on the street,
sympathizers
would you agree
or sympathizers
with
or
sympathizing
otherwise.
With Nazis,
right.
They would say absolutely fucking not.
Right, except for if we're developing
except
nuclear
for
weapons.
If we, it's making us, yeah.
If we can make money off
it's
of it, yeah.
It's not okay.
And
it's
we can
just
be,
like a lot of things are hidden and a lot of things are.
Well, what happens?
Be
what happens with
than
the,
they are.
Well, what happens with the government is the government needs to always have this invisible and sometimes non-invisible. Not a real quote-unquote enemy. So for a long time, it was, it was the Nazis for the 6 to 9 years or whatever they were around. And then it morphed into communism. And then it's communism's bad, bad, bad. And then it's, we'll change it to now it's
they try,
not
they
quite
try.
Communism, it's socialism, or it's fucking this, or it's Vietnam, or the war on drugs. To just fight invisible wars all the while, the rich just keep getting richer off the backs of working people. That's fucking sad.
They trying to put them in us in communism now. Low key, they trying to have us like China.
Do you ever like step back today and watch the news and just think like what the actual fuck is going on?
Yeah, I say it all the time. I've said it feels like because I'm a big history buff myself, and I say it feels a lot like. I mean, I don't know what it was like in the '60s, but it feels. That climate feels the same to me.
Or like right before the Nazis came to power and everybody was like, why the fuck didn't everybody run?
It's not
though. Why didn't everybody flee? Why didn't everybody go away?
Right.
Like there was all these
signs.
Or
like then,
yeah. I'm not comparing because it's obviously not.
Right.
It's not the same.
Right.
But it reminds me of that.
Right.
I feel like one day, like, are my grandchildren going to look at my life and be like, why the fuck did they stay there? Like, why didn't they flee? Why didn't they go, or like, why was
why
there not any
do,
change?
Did they do anything?
Why didn't they do anything?
Why it's didn't just, I hear about my such and such? Why did my great granddaddy, he didn't do anything. He just fucking filmed a podcast. They didn't do shit. Right?
Shit.
I've often found myself at times when stuff, big, like giant events or like a 9/11 or something like that, or like a Katrina aftermath or something like that, feeling like, man, I should go down there.
They're locked out.
Yeah, they can stay out there. So the barnyard, the animals got out.
The fucking animals.
The fucking barn
animals
door.
Are out.
The fucking animals are out. The barn door closed behind them, and
the
they
cows, kicked. The sheep, the pigs, come on,
come in. Oh my God! One time when the Rona first hit, remember the fucking door? Like, the wind blew and the fucking door rattled. Fucking, I was like, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah, you were like, scared as shit.
Like, "Fuck, Rona's out there."
That was Rona.
Rona's coming to get you.
Rona trying to get in.
Yeah.
Rona wanted to be the third mic.
It's just, I guess, you know what? And a lot of people, like, recently, with in a lot of this stuff that we've all hit on, because we've talked about it on the show, I get hit in the DMs a lot with fucking a lot of this, the fall of the cabal, fucking watch this. And it's like, I'm like, fuck, I don't even have fucking time to watch a lot of this shit. You know what I mean? Fucking,
yeah, you've seen enough.
I know.
Seen,
you know,
enough.
I mean? Once you
see enough, I'm like, I'm good, man. I don't even really want to see that much.
I've been following the Epstein stuff for a long time, better than 10 years, dude.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
That's what Victoria's Secret is, right?
Yeah, that's George Soros. That's what we're.
No, it's Leslie Wexner. That's the guy.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
That's Leslie Wexner. But that was Epstein's right hand man, the guy that put him on.
Yeah.
That's what Victoria's Secret was.
It's not going to stop, man.
The secret is, we're going to recruit you when you're a young girl.
The saga continues.
And we're going
continues.
To make you a model. By the way, someone will be touching you.
Yeah, go in there. Bill's waiting.
Oh. He's only been here 26 times, but he's...
Oh, that Bill.
Yeah, Bill. Oh. Bill Clinton.
All right, so let me pose this question for you. I said this to someone that I work with. I said, so the president, the current president, and the former president have both been on the flight logs. And the one response was, well, Trump's only been on there once. And my response was, yeah, you're right. I don't know. One time, 26 times. What's the fucking difference when you're getting on a plane that's fucking, you know, owned by a kid toucher? Yeah. Right? I wouldn't want to be on zero time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Trump, no. He know.
That's crazy to me that the fucking two choices that we have are fucking possibly kid touchers. You know, that freaks the fuck out of me. And they're like, your vote counts. Counts for what?
Nothing.
Whose kid touching pocket I'm in?
Yeah.
That makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's how I That's feel about people talking about, like, oh, you're voting for Trump, or oh, you're voting for Biden. I don't want to vote for either of them, if I'm being fucking honest.
Right.
Nobody.
Facts.
They Nobody. Fucking suck. They yeah. both do.
They're terrible.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
But if I had to die or choose, I mean, I'm not going to say it right now, but I'm just saying, I just wish that everyone would realize that neither option is good.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah.
Facts. It don't matter, though.
But one of them has dementia.
Yeah.
So let's
yeah,
just
Joe definitely,
let's just remember
Joe
that.
Joe definitely got dementia.
One of them has dementia.
Yeah. Is that not the popular
maybe
opinion?
One of them has had a turn of heart and wants to save the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I think the popular opinion is they're both terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, the popular opinion is based on media evaluation, only shows...
And they be lying
unpopular
anyway.
Opinion of one of them.
Well, I guess more so, talking to people. I feel like both.
No,
people
I think,
would say both
I think
are
the
pretty
right side
terrible.
Of the aisle is all the way dug in. That's their guy. They got the flags and shit like that. And then a lot of liberal leaning people are like, "Fuck, man, this."
But
guy.
Then it's, but then it's
but
a lot.
They're
of,
also like, you know what? But fuck Trump, dude. You fucking got to get him out.
But it's a lot. Trumper. It's a lot of people on the low that fuck with Trump, yo.
Yeah,
that's not going to say it because
they
see see the backlash
right.
of saying you fuck with Trump. So they're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you can't openly talk about it. But nah. Also, he wasn't. Do you think he was? I'm just asking, like offhand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he was like a terrible president prior to coronavirus?
Nah, I was. My life is not impacted by the president. Like, I don't give a fuck who in there.
Things were going up. So that's all I'm saying. I don't
everything
think he's
was
an
cool.
amazing
like,
man
people was
or an
bitching.
Amazing person or an amazing president. I would never be like, whoa, wow, I'm totally obsessed and love him. But I don't think he did a bad job. And there are a lot of people who did a fucking bad job.
Yeah.
And if you're going to...
Now, people was bitching, but it wasn't really nothing happening in the fucking
shout
in the
out
world.
Obama for that Obamacare I got when I got out the Bing. That was clutch.
You needed that.
That affected my life.
That,
yeah.
You got that cavity filled.
Now I got them pulled in the fucking joint.
Oh yeah, you do go to the Bing to get your teeth fixed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you know what also changes too, like people's opinions, time. Because if you'd asked right wing people like a couple of years,
Ashley Fox 4 years ago, who she was voting for president.
Yeah, your opinion changed, Fox.
Huge, yeah. Huge.
She was down with Hillary.
Skillery.
She was. I ain't vote for her.
Well, to be honest,
I couldn't do it.
The last presidential election, I'm just gonna be like totally honest and open.
Please do.
I was so uneducated.
Donald
Trump from The Apprentice is going to be the president?
So wait, were you not being honest before this point?
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like it makes me sound like dumb or like uneducated, but I really was at that
point. I laughed at that shit. I seen his name.
I thought it was a joke when I first heard it. I was like, okay, Kanye too, haha. Like, okay. Then I was like, wow, shit, he's literally the president of the United States.
Right.
Yeah, I was
here
in
we
shock.
Are.
I woke up like, oh shit, he won.
But I don't know if I should say this, but I'm actually glad that it was him and not Hillary, because I just think that she.
Yeah, after you seen woo, what she did.
That lady is.
You saw what she did?
I'm gonna.
You ain't gonna talk
take
about
a sip
that?
Of my wine.
That. We gonna get into that? What Hillary did? Then we talked about that already, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've read the emails.
Yeah. She cutting.
Not
she,
all of them. There's like slicing, fucking 9,000 pages, dude.
She's slicing kids' faces off.
Part.
Drinking their blood.
Come here, kid. I want your blood. Do you think she laughs like that?
Like,
let me tie you to this tree. I'm not going to cut your face off and wear it as a mask. And my favorite actor is Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. I mean, I think that she, like a lot of feminists and liberals are like super Hillary and they love her, but I just
do you think
like
it was the pantsuits?
No liberals liked Hillary.
No. Do you think it was the pantsuits?
I can't fuck
her
with Hillary.
Pantsuits are terrible.
Absolutely.
Honestly. Can't fuck with Hillary.
Ill-fitting.
And after I seen them emails and shit, I'm like, oh, no, nah,
yeah,
I definitely
the emails,
don't fuck with her.
I mean, no.
They're bad, dude.
She's a hard no for me. So
I don't fuck with her because she put a lot of black people in jail.
That too.
Personally, I don't know 52 people who committed suicide, but Hillary Clinton does. So
yeah, that's crazy.
People who was investigating her.
And I said that.
And that goes back. Their body count goes back for years and years and years.
People the Clinton body count started in like 2003.
No.
It could start before that.
No, Sam.
They've been getting busy for years. They was a part of.
I actually don't even want to know that.
They was a part of the fucking the cocaine trade in Arkansas.
Yes. They go all the way back to the 80s.
All the way back to Barry Seal.
When Bill was assistant district attorney in Little Rock.
Oh, yeah. So UTG.
He was Little Rocking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
back to back.
And then they were involved in a real estate deal called Whitewater. Look into that. Mm-hmm. And that's
what about Haiti? And the what about Haiti?
I mean, we didn't even make it to the 90s yet.
We didn't even make it out
of Mena, Arkansas, neither did Barry Seal.
Robbed the man, took the kids.
Yeah, and then
took them to Jeff's.
Yeah, and then a bunch of kids.
We're going over to Jeff's place.
I don't know, I believe there was a...
grab all the kids you can.
And I believe, what was the deal with the rape of a... There was a rape of a kid down there or something.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Haiti?
Multiple.
No, in fucking Arkansas. It was in the Whitewater investigation, and they fucking came out then... I believe the dad and the guy that, I don't know, I forget. It'll come to me tomorrow, but it'll be too late. Fuck it. Roll on, Sam.
You think Trump should send the military to the Hillary's place?
I mean, the woman literally lit her house on fire to prevent her emails from being found. So
you would be happy if he sent the military to gun butt that bitch, like. As soon
no,
as you open the door?
I don't, not, I'm,
oh,
I don't
so you,
be like,
so you
oh,
gonna
I don't
be
believe
nice.
In violence. Okay. But, like, I literally, I don't
but,
believe
but
in
no,
violence.
But knowing what
and
she
I
did,
And I don't
though.
Want Hillary to send, like, a fucking secret assassin to kill me. So, I don't believe in violence.
Do you think that that is the one campaign promise that people want fulfilled? Locking her up.
Lock that bitch up. Lock her up.
I want that to be promised.
Lock her up.
It's never going to happen.
I know. But that's the part that I don't because get. Why can't they do it? I don't know. You have your guy as the fucking attorney general. You could probably.
If they that like, powerful, yo, come on, yo. Like, they will fuck Trump up.
I have a hard time believing this, Sam. I have a hard time believing that it's so. A lot of the times it's always like, well, fucking liberals and Hollywood are fucking kids all the time. And it's strictly only Dems that are doing it. So the Dems are running a worldwide global conspiracy or a child, not conspiracy, let me change that. A global child sex trafficking ring, but also can't run their own cities. So how's
they running them? They do it. They are running them.
That's how they want them. They run them into the ground.
It's people living good out there.
Right.
Everybody ain't living bad.
Right.
And it's people living good. Like, right. And they protect it.
I don't know.
They protected by the police. Every downtown city you go to is nice as hell. Yeah. And then on the outskirts, once you go past a certain street,
like a real downtown city.
Don't go down there. Don't go down there.
That's the shadow area over there. Don't go down there.
You might not get help down there. But here, you good.
Yeah.
You good. You can have fun, get drunk. Like, come on. That's just how it is. It's designed that way.
There's just so much going on. And everyone just has to, like, do their own research and make their own opinion. And
by research, sometimes people need to not click just the first link. Like
yeah,
maybe
you gotta like literally
couple
research.
Links down.
You gotta see different opinions.
And then as soon as the blue highlighted word comes up, click that. If you don't understand what that means, look up the definition, the word of origin. Then you go into that. That's what I do. And then sometimes I'm like, what the fuck was I just reading?
And I'm like, the reason I got shit to do, man. Into all of this is because I was like so disturbed by Pizzagate, and I was like, all right, this can't be true. Like I'm just gonna Google it. I Googled Pizzagate, and like the first things I looked at was like people who performed at Comet Pizza, which is where Pizzagate was supposedly happening.
Yeah, in DC.
And then the band who like constantly and weekly performed at Pizza or Comet Pizza came up, and I was looking, don't call me Francis, but the pedo version.
Singing about fucking kids?
Yes. And if you go on their Instagram, they're like openly. Publicly saying that they're like little boy lovers.
Oh yeah,
they're part of quotation marks.
They're part of that's the LGBTQ with a small B.
You know what's weird? They were often hanging out with our like highest government officials. So yeah. What is going on?
Eating hot dogs.
How did they get security clearance to hang out with them?
the owner of the pizza store was like the most powerful dude in DC. Or one of the top powerful
pizza man
in DC.
He was the most powerful pizza man in DC.
Yeah, like how was he on this list? A pizza shop owner.
Just fucking pizza. He served a good pie.
And they wonder why someone came there and shot up the floor. I mean.
Well, there are a lot of nuts out there.
There are a lot of nuts, and I do think that was
How do you feel
like,
about the asshole that was shooting protesters in the set of...
He was 17.
Wisconsin.
He came from another state.
Kenosha.
Right? He came from another state. He wasn't even from there.
Yeah, and I believe they caught him in Illinois.
He dumb as shit.
17.
With an assault rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mowing him down. That's crazy.
They charged him with murder though.
First degree.
Yeah, he out of here.
Wisconsin. He'll be with fucking Brendan Dassey.
Yeah, he out of here. He just watching fucking WrestleMania.
He'll be with Brendan Dassey.
Old WrestleMania tapes. Shawn Michaels fucking giving niggas the sweet chin music. They gonna be getting sweet chin music.
Sam, you have any shout outs?
Well, I would like to shout out my barnyard animals.
Yes. Your emotional support beings. I love it.
My emotional support beings, which would be Brittany Neal, A. Foxy, Amanda Flennard. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you for listening to me when I can't sleep at night because I've dug myself so deep in a rabbit hole that I can't sleep.
Too much Pizzagate.
Gianna Scavetti, who's not here right now, I know you're listening. I know you're waiting for this.
Yes.
And I know you're going to be like, yes, when you hear it all.
Yeah.
So those are my shout-outs.
That's your shout-outs. I want to shout out TC, Tom Connor, Snap Fitness 24/7. Way to persevere and weather the storm. Gyms will be open in New Jersey on 9/1.
Yeah.
Lord willing.
You got to wear your mask, though.
Yeah. What was the date?
September 1st. Okay. So that's a week from today, I believe, or a week from Tuesday, yesterday.
I'm not going to the gym with a mask on.
Probably not. Also,
next. Wait, I've been doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, can't breathe with that shit on.
It's horrible.
Doesn't bother you.
Terrible.
And then also next week we got Bobby from the guy that we get our shirts from, Sneak Peek Tees.
I was thinking Bobby T.
Bobby T. That's probably the following.
All right.
Shout out you.
Shout out to you, blood.
Fucking 33, bro.
I mean, top level.
Shout out Sam. Thanks for coming in. You're the best. You're welcome back. All right,
Sam, let's go. 16. Spit that shit.
This is fun.